BYU News, do you know that Turkey's foreign minister has asked his Russian counterpart to press Armenia to abide by the terms of a Russian-brokered truce in Nagorno-Karabakh? The Turkish foreign ministry is saying this on Sunday. The ceasefire clinched after marathon talks in Moscow, which were advocated by Russian President Vladimir Putin, were meant to halt fighting to allow ethnic Armenian forces in Nagorno-Karabakh and Azeri forces to swap prisoners and war dead. In a statement, Turkey's foreign ministry strongly condemned an Armenian missile attack on Ganja, Azerbaijan's second largest city, on Sunday morning. Turkey is a close ally of Azerbaijan. Iran has registered 251 new COVID-19 deaths in the past 24 hours, a record daily toll, the health ministry said on Sunday. This as the total number of identified cases rose above 500,000 in the worst hit country in the Middle East. A ministry spokeswoman told state TV that the latest toll took the number of deaths to more than 28,500. There were 3,822 new cases, she added. Malaysia reported 561 new coronavirus cases on Sunday, the bulk of them in Sabah state, which has already seen a large increase in infections over the past few weeks. The new cases raise Malaysia's cumulative tally to 15,657 cases. According to the health ministry, there were two new deaths reported, raising the fatality toll to 157. Brazil's count of COVID-19 deaths has surpassed 150,000, despite signs the pandemic is slowly retreating in Latin America's largest nation. The Brazilian health ministry reported late Saturday that the death toll now stands at 158,198. This is VOA News. Israel will oppose any U.S. sale of F-35 warplanes to Qatar, Israel's intelligence minister said on Sunday, citing a need to maintain Israeli military superiority in the region. Intelligence Minister Eli Cohen made the comments on Israeli Army Radio when asked about a Reuters report that Qatar had submitted a formal request to Washington to buy stealthy F-35 fighter jets. Asked whether Israel would oppose such a sale, Cohen said, quote, "The answer is yes. Our security and military superiority in the region are the most significant things for us. Our region has still not turned into Switzerland," end quote. The Qatari request follows an August deal between the U.S. and the United Arab Emirates in which Washington agreed to consider giving the Gulf state approval to buy F-35s and a side deal to a U.S. brokered agreement called the Abraham Accord to normalize diplomatic ties with Israel. Polls open Sunday for the first round of national elections in Lithuania, where voters will renew the 141-seat parliament, and the ruling four-party coalition is widely expected to face a stiff challenge from the opposition to remain in office. A recent surge in COVID-19 cases, soaring virus-related unemployment, and economic challenges are the major issues. Five or six parties are expected to cross the 5% threshold to enter the Seimas assembly, but none is likely to get more than 20% support. So horse trading talks to form a coalition are expected. A second round takes place on October 25th in constituencies where no candidate gets a majority. Mexico's president has published an open letter to Pope Francis calling on the Roman Catholic Church to apologize for abuses of indigenous peoples during the conquest of Mexico in the 1500s. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador published the letter Saturday, stating the Catholic Church, the Spanish monarchy, and the Mexican government should make a public apology for the offensive atrocities that indigenous people suffered. Mexico's president also asked the Pope to make a statement in favor of Miguel Hidalgo, the 19th century independence leader who was once believed to have been excommunicated by the church. And U.S. President Donald Trump meets the criteria to safely discontinue isolation. These criteria laid out by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the U.S. The president's doctor says that by currently recognized standards, he is no longer considered a transmission risk. This comes as the president made his first round of campaign stops since being treated for COVID-19. Via remote, I'm Laurel Berman for VOA News.